Hey, welcome once again back at Riggs High Gym. Brian Oakland here is duel number two for the Governors. Getting underway, they'll take on the Sturgis Scoopers as the Governors defeated Spearfish by the score of 67-7. Sturgis coming in off of a win over over Harrisburg, rather, 34-31. And we're just getting right at it, so really no official pregame like we normally do, but we'll give you the rundown of matches. We're starting at 106 pounds in this second duel of the day, and for the Governors, of course, that brings Alex Odekoven to the mat, along with Jace Thurman, a seventh grader from Sturgis, as Odekoven trying to get right at it. Meanwhile, it is Brandon Valley taking on Rapid City Central on the mat to your right. If you're watching this on drgnews.com, here's Odekoven with a two-point takedown. He's got the first lead of this opening match at 106 pounds. The other match will have Rapid City Stevens against Harrisburg, and after that one just wrapped up, they'll be getting that one going in just a moment, but Sturgis ready to go a little bit before Harrisburg was. Odekoven loses grip. He'll let Jace Thurman go, and it's a 2-1 lead in this one so far. Live video streaming through drgnews.com. Here's Odekoven going after Thurman. Looked like he put his chest right into the top of the head of Thurman, and that for a moment I was a little concerned about maybe a little jarring, but no problem there, and Odekoven leads 4-1. Back at it. Was a well-deserved break right there a little early, but we used it to our advantage, and boy, they have done a great job here in taking care of the coaches and the officials and the workers, and you got to include the media people and good hospitality there too.
Yeah, East West always, Jess Lewis does a nice job of keeping coaches happy.
And everybody else.
And everybody else. So.
Ryan Noyes, Coach Ryan Noyes along with us. I'm Brian Oakland. Welcome aboard once again. Alex Odekoven taking on Jace Thurman here at 106. We'll give you the rest of the rundown as Odekoven leads 4-1, but he's trying to work his way into a little more offense here. He'll have to try something different first period, coming down with 10 seconds to go. Governors will have that same lineup as they used in the win over Spearfish. Meanwhile, Sturgis with Jace Thurman, the seventh grader, at 106. And again, this lineup is based in part on what they've used. Well, I see in the program now, this is Corbin Bunch, not Jace Thurman. And there is no grade level listed for Corbin Bunch. But right now, a 4-1 lead for Odekoven. They went neutral to start the second period. Alex with a couple of takedowns in that first period. Tegan Zabrowski is a sophomore going for the Scoopers at 113, followed by D. Daniels, a sophomore at 120. Cade Wilnard, a 126-pound freshman. Thane Elsher at 132 is a junior for Sturgis. He's a good one. Maverick Simons, a junior at 138. Perry Kettleson, a senior, been around a long time at 145. Braden Temple at 152, also a senior. Sturgis will have Preston Ray at the sophomore at 160. And it'll be, we believe, Reese Jacobs at 170. The unbeaten junior, or Paul Poling, who could slide up to 182 pounds. That's how they're listed in the program. Aiden Werlinger is a 195-pound sophomore. Zach Julfs, a sophomore at 220. Dakari Osborne at 285 for the Scoopers as well. So a little bit younger at the top of the lineup, but here starting at the bottom, and Alex Odekoven still trying to work his man over onto his back. He will get a takedown and ups the lead to 6-1. Ryan Noyes, I just can't say enough about this young eighth grader for the Peer Governors. Alex Odekoven has had a great season so far, and I think he's only getting better.
He is. Every time I watch him, he gets a little bit better. And you know, he does a lot of the things that your junior, senior wrestlers are doing. He does it at a young age as an eighth grader. And again, just very technically sound. And again, I give a lot of credit to Coach Lewis and his staff, because as far as technique goes, Sean does a fantastic job of showing that to our kids. And it's evident here in this eighth grader. And our youth program, of course, our middle school program, all those are important cogs to the success of our kids.
I have another question about that, but we want to see what he's going to get done here. 10 seconds to go as he has Bunch over on his back once again. Second period. Alex will add to a 6-1 lead and will make it 9-1 at the end of two. It'll be Sturgis's choice to start the third period. Now, Alex, smaller kid coming up in that youth program, but you look back, let's say 4 or 5 years that maybe he's been in the program, and you're looking at kids, like Lincoln and Will Terman and, Michael Lusk and these guys who years ago with Jeb and Keys and company that in a duel starting at 106. I mean, we talk about how heavy Brandon Valley is up at the top of their lineup, but the Governors were ending duels mathematically before you even got to the halfway point because of some of these great, smaller wrestlers that they've had over the years. How much maybe can a guy like Odekoven glean off of what he saw from those wrestlers in the last few years?
Well, I guarantee you he paid attention. You know, even as a youth wrestler, you come to a lot of the high school stuff and watch those kids. And, you know, you always dream of your opportunity. And Alex getting the pin here, he understands that this is going to be one of those duels where you're going to need some bonus points. And for him to go out and get the pin to start it off that way is big for the Govs.
4 minutes and 36 seconds. The Governors will strike first in the duel. They lead the Scoopers 6-0. Our 113-pounders are ready to go. As Tegan Zabrowski, a sophomore for Sturgis, ready to go. Trying to look closer. I don't know. Is this Lincoln Schoenhardt? It doesn't look like Lincoln Schoenhardt. Zabrowski comes right at him.
Yeah, it's Lincoln.
It is. Okay. So Tegan Zabrowski, he's a good one for the Scoopers. I saw him get a win by fall over a Harrisburg opponent in the first round. As he comes back at it here, 30 seconds in. So, again, you've got Brandon Valley and Rapid City Central. Brandon Valley is out to a 12-0 lead after two matches. Rapid City Central, not the Rapid City Central teams we remember from years past. We'll see the Cobblers in the next duel after this one when the Governors are done battling with the Scoopers. And, again, it's Harrisburg against Rapid City Stevens as Spearfish gets this time slot off. After falling to the Governors 67-7. So the Governors are 6-1 overall. Sturgis, after their win, is 9-3 in duels. Meanwhile, Tegan Zabrowski continues to work on top of Lincoln Schoenhardt. With a 2-0 lead, Schoenhardt has battled and not given up anything more. And now he has an opportunity for a little bit of something. He's been given a 1-point escape. Schoenhardt with a pretty good turnabout there. Sturgis, by the way, head coach by Mike Abel, assisted by Steve Kessler and Sean Bice, among others. Bice, a great wrestler from that winter program years back.
Yeah, any program that has Steve Kessler and a Bice as an assistant coach, you're sitting pretty.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Kessler, of course, the veteran's been around. He was the orchestrator of all of those great Sturgis teams, the dynasty of the first 10 years of this century. It's kind of what Peer wanted to be for those years, what Peer became in the 2010s.
Kessler is one of those guys that we brought in to do a camp back several years ago. He put on a camp for our kids, and he's just a wealth of knowledge. And just South Dakota wrestling, he's pretty knowledgeable.
Here we are to start the second period. A late takedown, a second one for Tegan Zabrowski for Sturgis to close out that first. So he's got a 4-1 lead. It's Zabrowski down. Lincoln Schoenhardt in the up. So Schoenhardt for the first time will try to manage Zabrowski. And see if he can get some offense going. It's an eighth grader against a sophomore here at 113 pounds. Saw Spearfish with a young lineup. You're looking at this Sturgis lineup. I'm seeing three seniors, but a lot of sophomores. Got a handful of juniors in there. So Sturgis is, as we talk about them being on the up and up, they're obviously going to get older and better. There's a reversal here for Kettles, for Zabrowski. And now Schoenhardt in a spot of trouble. 6-1, Zabrowski with the lead. And Lincoln Schoenhardt in trouble on his back here with 1:05 to go. Second period, there's a pin for Tegan Zabrowski. Our score will be tied at 6-6 early on. Let's take care of some business. 30 seconds. We go to 1:20 next. You're listening to Peer Governor Wrestling.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Back at Riggs High Gym. First couple of matches in, a pin for Pier and a pin for Sturgis and a 6-6 tie. Tegan Zabrowski getting Lincoln Schoenhardt in 2 minutes and 58 seconds. So this third match brings up Noah Williams, a senior for Pier, now 21-12, as he takes on another sophomore for Sturgis, D. Daniels.
You know, one of the themes for the day, you know, in any time you're wrestling with dual is the bonus points. We talked about the importance of getting them, but it's also maybe even more important to not give them up.
Right.
You know, it's a quick way for teams to get back into a dual if they're losing. And so we got to find a way to stay off our back and get bonus points while not giving them up.
Noah Williams against D. Daniels. We're 45 seconds in. No scoring as of yet. Both wrestlers still on their feet in the middle mat. Again, live streaming with the help of Live Ticket here. Governor Wrestling will hopefully get an opportunity. We'll try to pull up maybe the website and see how that girls' tournament's going on in the auxiliary room, the auxiliary gym. There is a individual girls' tournament. And I'll tell you what, it was from what was supposed to be an East-West tournament that turned into a really nice bracketed individual tournament for the girls. I mean, I think Brian Mosier and company have really got something special started up here now that girls wrestling is a big deal, as it should be.
Yeah. Mr. Mosier takes a lot of pride in the athletic programs here in Pier and does a fantastic job of making sure our kids are getting some action. And then he does a great job of highlighting and keeping them in the spotlight, too.
Still scoreless here. 25 seconds to wrestle. First period, Noah Williams having a tussle here with D. Daniels. Daniels don't know much about, but right now holding his own. Tries to spin around. Williams puts up the barrier. And we're going to have a scoreless first period. Noah taking one last attempt. Daniels spins around, but in late time. And we'll go to the second period. No score.
You know, wrestling a team like Sturgis, they're kind of known for being pretty nasty on top. For me, coaching, I'd be real careful choosing down in this situation. But it'll be interesting to see what we do and how good they are. I mean, typically, year after year, they're very good on top. We'll see if that trend continues.
Okay. Right away, it's Williams who had an opportunity, but it's D. Daniels from the bottom who gets a reversal. As Noah Williams unable to complete the hold. So Daniels strikes first here early second period, 2-0. He has the lead. And if Sturgis is good on top, that would that would mean Noah Williams has his work cut out for him right here now. And obviously you get a lot of, you have a lot of kids who know a little bit more in that wrestling room than some of the others. And I think that's one of the neat things to see is the improvement from, obviously from 1 year to another in certain wrestlers. Williams with an escape, and now we'll have a blood timeout, but take a look at improvement from the beginning of the season to the end of the season on younger wrestlers or lesser experienced wrestlers, especially not only from what they learn from the coaches, but what they learn from each other. That's got to be pretty cool to see.
It is, you know, and then in addition to that, if the wrestlers are students of the game too, and they're watching and scouting their opponents and keeping track of who's beating who and what the scores are, and watching those guys any chance they get, all those pieces are important to the puzzle at the end of the year with the state tournament.
Noah Williams has some blood, so timeout in this match. Blood timeouts, timeouts of any kind, sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling, an opportunity to have a Coke, have a smile, because we're wrestling here in the East-West Duels at Riggs High Gym. Officiating this duel, we had Dave Korneman in the Pier and Spearfish duel, but I believe this is Kurt Heron, isn't it? Mr. Kurt?
Let's see.
I'll get that spit out eventually.
They have a list of officials.
They have a different crew. These are our officials here. Bud Postma, Dave Korneman. Greg Roach was actually officiating earlier as well. Steve Deming.
This is Steve Deming.
Is our guy here.
Yep. There's Kurt Heron on the...
Okay. Kurt Heron doing Rapid City Central and Brandon Valley.
Mettler.
Zach Mettler officiating as well. Thanks to our officials for doing what they do. There's an escape and now a takedown for Noah Williams. But more blood time coming. With a 3-2 lead for Williams. So another blood timeout. I'm told I need to take a Coca-Cola timeout so I can get the thoughts spit out a little bit better. Why don't we take a 30-second break? This is Pier Governor Wrestling. Ha ha, Heather.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the Independent Insurance Team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier. The 2012 season was a trying one for Pier Governor girls golf. Or was it? With no courts on which to practice due to the 2011 flood, the Governors defied the odds and won the program's first ESD title. And Haley Getz became the second Governor girls golfer to win a state AA individual championship. The 2012 Pier girls golf team, one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment, presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier.
And we're back at Riggs High Gym. It's 3-2. Noah Williams here at 120 pounds. Pier and Sturgis knotted up at 6 apiece with a pin per team in our first two matches. Boy, D. Daniels sits up and spins around with ease for a reversal right off of the reset.
That's the second one. I think I'd be cutting him loose after I take him down. That's almost made it look effortless.
15 seconds to go here, second period. Williams got out once and got to try to get out again, but he doesn't have a lot of time to make that work. Trailing 4-3. Well, there you go. Wow. 2 seconds left, and Noah Williams gets a reversal of his own. So, again, you may make a mistake, but if you can atone for that, which Williams does, maybe you're okay. And Daniels will let him up here as we start the third. Williams chose down. So a one-point escape. Now Noah Williams with a 6-4 lead. Interesting choice. They went neutral throughout the first period, but D. Daniels, two legs and a takedown.
Yeah, that was a nice little arm drag into a double.
And you kind of wonder where was that in the first period, because
right.
If you're D. Daniels or if you're a Sturgis fan, but he made that look easy. Now he lets him free and wants to try that again perhaps. The takedown tied it at 6-6, but he let him up. So Noah Williams has a 7-6 lead. This match very much up for grabs here. A minute and a half to go, third period.
Potentially a pretty important match in the duel. I mean, this is one on paper that we should win.
It's all about, yeah, the swing matches. I mean, it's more in addition to the bonus points, giving and not letting up. But, you know, that's you coaches always have, you know, and fans can pick which matches. They know pretty well who's who and which matches the team should win and which matches that could go either way. Maybe this is one of those could go either way matches, and that'll
You know,
it's like swing states in an election. If you win Ohio, you win the presidency, right? Yeah. If you win 120 here in this swing match, chances improve. I can't believe I infiltrated politics into a wrestling broadcast. I apologize. 35 seconds to go. Third period. Williams trying to hold on to a 7-6 lead. Interesting, because he was led up purposefully to give him that lead. And now with 21 seconds, they go out of bounds.
One of the things that Noah's really good at is getting double underhooks and kind of making his opponent feel a little anxious, a little nervous as to what he's going to do to finish. So really kind of needs to get in there and get that set up so he doesn't get in trouble here.
Daniels coming at him. Noah fighting him off. Was able to back up just a little bit. Here's Williams looking to throw, staying aggressive. You like that with Noah Williams. He's got 3 seconds left now. Williams is in the driver's seat, but strange things can happen, so don't write it up just yet. 3-2, Noah can back off now. There's a stalling warning, but he can give him that one. 7-6, Noah Williams with his second win of the day. The Governors will take a 9-6 lead in the duel over Sturgis. We'll go to 126 after a 30-second break. This is Pierre Governor Wrestling.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. Fourth match of the duel, second duel of the day. Governors lead Sturgis by the score of 9-6. Here at 126 pounds, you know, I did not look on the program, and the names I gave at 126 and 132 are not what's in the program. I was taking them off of track wrestling and what Sturgis had been doing recently. Now you've got the Olsen brothers here, who I did not have written down, and my apologies for that, but Caden Olsen is listed at 126 pounds. That's the opponent for Nate Williams. A couple of seniors here. So far, nothing doing yet, but Olsen takes the shot here, and he'll connect and get Williams on the mat first, a two-point takedown. Caden Olsen and then Kelton Olsen at 132. I had mentioned Cade Wilnard, a freshman, and Thane Elsher, a junior, at 126 and 132, but the Olsons are back, and these are, you know, and as Sturgis hasn't been where they are now in the last few years, these guys have been, along with a couple of kids named Jacobs. I mean, these guys have been the constants for Sturgis.
Right. Yeah, they're the staples of that lineup, and guys that, you know, that coaching staff has to count on to come out and get big points for them.
I mentioned another name, which we'll see at 145, and Perry Kettleson. It seems like he's been around a while, too.
Yep.
25 seconds to go. Back inbounds to reset. They will come. 2-0. Our score so far. So far, these other duels going on, 6-3. And I think it's Rapid City Stevens leading Harrisburg so far. Brandon Valley rolling up the score on Rapid City Central. Looks like 40, can't read that far in a little writing, but up at 170, it's 40-6 or something like that. So Brandon Valley doing what they do. Second period will begin with Olsen in the down. No, Nate Williams up top. Williams spins him around. Olsen wanted to sit up and stand out of that, but Nate Williams with a good job to get him face down and belly down too.
I think Nate chose top here.
That's I didn't see whose choice it was, but something we talk about quite a bit. We don't see that very often anymore.
No. And I think it was a good choice. I think, you know, knowing what Olsen's capable of from all positions, you certainly want to put yourself at your best chance of scoring points.
Well, there is a one-point escape for Caden Olsen. And they haven't written it up on the board yet. Steve Deming did notate it, so he's got it now, a 3-0 score. But they will verify with that. Just underway here. A minute 25 to go in the second period. Big east-west opportunities. Big. We talked about six of the top eight teams in the state in the power rankings. And it still seems early in the season, but, we're going to get to February before you know it. February means postseason's right around the corner.
It's gone really quick this year. It seems like, we had a few of those tournaments early on, where they were missing some kids, and now I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's just going fast.
For some kids, in terms of number of matches they're getting them, for obviously a lot of others who have been out because of COVID or whatever injury or illness, you just I had Michael Lusk with us on Tuesday night, and he was looking, for example, at Noah Williams, who was 20-10 at the time, and Michael said 30 matches already. That seems like an awful lot. Well, that's and maybe kids aren't going to get the 50 or 60 matches this year, but I think in terms of number of matches for a lot of kids, it definitely is going very quickly.
Yeah, it is.
Another takedown here for Olsen. They sorted it out. It was 3-0. And now 5-0 with 40 seconds to go, second period. Peer leading the duel 9-6 with three matches done. Both teams with a pin. The governor's got a decision from Noah Williams at 120 in a 7-6 victory. Alex Odekoven with a win by fall. He has two pins so far today. Noah Williams with two victories. Lincoln Schoenard so far 1-1. They started the first duel at 285. They started the second one here at 106. Nate Williams underneath Caden Olsen, making it a little uncomfortable. 3-2-1, and our second period comes to an end. It's not an easy match for Caden Olsen, but he's still very much in control here. And now I think it was Pierre's choice.
Yep.
So Nate Williams is in the down. Sturgis had the choice in that second period. Williams quickly up on his feet, but Caden Olsen gets him back down low and gets him down on the mat once again. Rolls him over again. Big boom to our right, your left on that Stevens-Harrisburg duel, but As we continue here, your far side of the mat. Sturgis and Peer. It just seems, though, with Sturgis, with Harrisburg, with Watertown, in addition to Stevens, Brandon Valley, and, of course, the governors, it's the top of the standings at the state tournament is going to continue to just get more and more tightly bunched, and I think look out for a team like T Area with what they've got coming up too. It just makes that state wrestling tournament so much more exciting, I think, from a fan's perspective once you get that far, and you just never know what's going to happen.
Well, matchups create lots of problems for teams that are chasing titles. You think you got kind of, you're Brandon Valley and you think you got things kind of wrapped up, and who knows? Maybe there's a kid from Lenox that's a matchup mm-hmm. problem for somebody, and that's what makes the state individual tournament so exciting is the matchups and the team race. And it gets pretty exciting. I think back several years ago, I think we won the state tournament, our first one, by a half a point or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, you had those 2 years of battles with Aberdeen Central, and you had a 1 point or a half a point, maybe a 1.5 point victory over them, and in the top two as well. So that happened twice, I think, in that great run. We have 30 seconds to go now. Williams and Olsen. Williams for Peer. trying to get spun around here. Nelly's out. That'll be an escape. He couldn't quite get the reversal. And now a quick takedown coming right back. And Caden Olson will even this duel up unless something dramatic happens in the last 5 seconds. 7-1, the final in this one for the Sturgis wrestler. 9-6 becomes 9-9, the score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard from Gales Gas in Pier. Let's pause for 30 seconds, and we go to 132 next. This is Governor Wrestling.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Here we are back at Riggs High Gym in a 9-9 tie. A pin for Pier, a pin for Sturgis. A decision for Pier, a decision for the Scoopers. And we go to 138 pounds, or 32 rather. Kelton Olson, the other Olson. The senior against Tristan Spencer, the sophomore for the Governors. Rapid City Central just got a bit of a surprising pin at 170 pounds. We believe it to be Graydon Backey defeating Lucas Slack. 40-12, though. Brandon Valley still comfortably in front as they wrestle at 182 pounds. Stevens and Harrisburg in a 6-6 tie. They're wrestling at 126. There's Logan Graff on the mat once again. So did they go by 120 again without a lot of excitement from a guy like Jack Schoenhardt.
Right. Yeah, that match started and ended before I even saw it.
Well, it was 6-3. That duel was 6-3 in Harrisburg. Well, I tell you, I'm starting to wonder if Jack Schoenhardt is wrestling today. I guess we'll worry about that later. 2-0 here after a Kelton Olson takedown of Tristan Spencer with 30 seconds to go. First period. That's the one thing potentially dangerous here. So one thing about East-West duels is that there's so much going on and you want to kind of take in all the action.
Right.
As we try to focus on the Governors in particular, but you know, I would hope that wrestling fans certainly want to know more about what's happening in the gym rather than just what's happening on the middle gym. Because as we mentioned, it's a definite who's who of some of the best teams in the state all gathering here in one venue. 3-2-1, the first period comes to an end. And again, we'll pull up the... try to pull up that girls tournament to get you some updates on how things are going. Governor girls program continues to look honestly about as strong as anybody. I think if there's anybody that matches them depth wise and you know, results wise, it might be Canton, but the Pier girls defeated Canton in the Mid-Dakota Monster here a couple of weekends ago. Another takedown for Olson. And that kid's good.
He's solid.
Good. Yeah. He was good on his feet. And, he, you know, as both wrestlers seemed to be off balance, it was Olson actually was a lot more in balance than what it seemed. So a 4-0 lead, and he did let up Tristan Spencer for an escape. So now 4-1 as Spencer grabs for the left leg. Olson trying to maintain what control he has.
You know, you talked about that toughness of Tristan. This is a prime example of, you know, wrestling somebody again on paper who's clearly the better wrestler, but somebody forgot to tell Tristan that because he's giving him everything he wants right now.
Out of bounds here to the near side is 56 seconds to go, second period. Ryan Noyes, I'm going to sidestep here as I'm pulling up track wrestling to bring up that girls' tournament results, but one event coming to Pier is the Brooks Monfort Heart of a Champion tournament for the youth. tomorrow. And what can you say about what an event that has come and why we have that tournament too?
Yeah, it's, in my opinion, it's the best best youth wrestling tournament in the state. Again, our youth program, Brandon Haig, does a phenomenal job with that, organizing that, getting people lined up. It's a big undertaking. And again, this gym is just completely full with wrestlers. And a tournament that size and ending by, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock is just impressive. So our list and our parents, you know, all those people step up to help, but it takes that person up top organizing all that to make it happen.
15 seconds to go as Olsen makes another move and gets Tristan Spencer on the mat. 6-1 the score here. Match number 5. Sturgis looking to take their first lead of this duel. This one has the makings, I think. Sturgis beat Harrisburg 34-31. I think this one has the makings of a similar score between the Governors and the Scoopers. Yeah, so, again, swing matches. I wouldn't call this one a swing match necessarily, but the Governors definitely have to now, as Tristan Spencer trails 6-1, now you're starting to talk about avoiding bonus points right. If you can't really get something going offensively.
Yeah. You know, the swing part of this would be if he can keep it just to a decision, you know, or even a major, if as long as he's not giving up a tech ball or a pin.
Right now, still a decision margin of 5. Major would be 8. It's 6-1 with a minute 35 to go. First look at the team scores in the girls' tournament. Harrisburg with 57.5. Spearfish has 50. And the Governor girls at 40 points. You got Bonham, Scotland, Avon with 28. And Sully Buttes is making their presence known at 27 points. They're 1 point ahead of Sturgis's girls, who are in sixth place at 26. Got 15 teams represented with the girls here today, including South Border out of Ashley, North Dakota.
That's pretty cool. It's exciting to see girls wrestling take off in South Dakota. You know, we've been going down to Disney Duels for a number of summers and watching those girls compete down there, and it's exciting, you know, and then to see our kids go down there. And we've got a few girls from Pierre that went down last summer and competed well and just did a really nice job. It's fun to see how fast they learn and how popular that sport is becoming.
Logan Graff with a pin for Rapid City Stevens over his Harrisburg opponent. Meanwhile, here Kelton Olsen trying to get Tristan Spencer spun over on his back with 25 seconds to go in this match. Ouch. Oh, Steve Deming just got kicked by Tristan Spencer just as the official was tapping the mat. So with 19 seconds to go, Kelton Olsen gets a big win by fall. So unfortunate there for the Governors in a time of 5 minutes and 41 seconds as Sturgis takes a 15-9 lead.
Again, I think that's one of those situations, especially against one of their veteran wrestlers. You know that they're pretty dominating on top, and so you want to try and limit the amount of time that they are on top, and it just one of those situations where he couldn't fight it off for the entire, I don't know, 4 minutes or so that Olsen was on top of the match.
So right now we go to 138 pounds and a chance for the Governors perhaps to get back at it and get back in this one. A senior, Blake Judson, 29-3, taking on Maverick Simons, the junior for the Sturgis Scoopers. Simons has been in the room a few years for Sturgis, but certainly has not had the type of success that that a Blake Judson has had. Stalemate here as we're 47 seconds in now. And I would think if you're Blake Judson, you've got one thing in mind, and that is get out here and answer what Kelton Olsen just did to your teammate.
Yeah, there's no question. Blake has a motor, and he's gonna keep going until he gets the pin. So, you know, those matches, if they could go 12 or 15 minutes, that would definitely benefit a Blake Judson.
Mm-hmm. Judson coming at Simons here, got one arm, tries to trip him up. Now, well, there's the takedown secured, as he will get him to the mat. Continuing here, 138 pounds. Started at 106, so this is number 6 out of 14. There's Brandon Valley and Rapid City Central duel to your right. Stevens and Harrisburg to your left. Sturgis leads the Governors, though, 15-9 as they take a 3-2 advantage in terms of number of matches won. Sturgis coming in as the 8th seed in the power rankings so far. The Governors the number 1, so this would have been the first-round matchup if the state dual tournament were occurring today, but instead of that, it's basically just a nice little mid-January teaser. Got a blood timeout here for Blake Judson before starting the second period. He leads 2-0. Quick time, though. It's just a little bit of a cotton swab, and Judson taken care of, but they have to wipe some of that blood off of the body of Maverick Simons. Timeouts in the broadcast sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling of Pier. They serve Coke products here at Riggs High, by the way. Simons on the top, Blake Judson underneath to start the second period. Big thanks to Jordan Lutmer for running camera today, and live ticket is once again teaming up to, as we are the official voice of Governor Sports, add to that with the live video streaming capabilities. There is a reversal for Blake Judson, now a 4-0 lead. Wants to go across the face here, but Maverick Simons trying to stay extended. Judson across the face again, just couldn't get a good grip on the shoulder.
Yeah, looking cross face cradle, but he's got a lot of different things from top.
So the mindset of a wrestler, you almost have to make snap decisions. You try this, that's not going to work. Let's try this. Nope, that's not going to work either. Let's go back to this. Let's try this.
And, yeah.
Is that a stalling warning here for Simons, the Sturgis wrestler, not doing enough underneath as Judson still holding a 4-0 lead, but what Simons is doing is trying to minimize the damage, keep the bonus points from coming.
Right. Yeah, they call that chain wrestling, like you mentioned earlier, one move after another, and you work on that as a wrestler. Somebody like Blake knows if my crossface cradle isn't there, I'm looking to go down to the thigh lift and Turk or switch to a bar in half or a wing. I mean, he's got several things in mind.
Another stalling call here to Simons. That's an added point to Blake Judson here. He's got a 5-0 lead, 10 seconds to go, second period. Simons back into the middle of the mat. Judson will try to turn him over here. 1, 2, 3. How many can he get? He gets 3 seconds for 2 points to close out the second period. Now 7-0 the score. And Simons will choose neutral to start the third period. Up on their feet they go.
Yeah, Coach Abel, he realized in a hurry he does not want to be down against Blake Judson. Did he get 2 or 4
he
points?
He scored 5 in that period. It was 2-0. Got one penalty point added.
Yep.
With the stalling call. So he did score 4 on a reversal and a near fall. Minute and a half left here in this match. Judson still wants more, though. Looking for bonus points after Sturgis got a pin in the previous weight class to take that 6-point lead. Out of bounds will go. 1:15 back to the middle. Brandon Valley and Rapid City moving up to 2:20 now. Looks like a 50-12 advantage. There's Owen Warren. Boy, he got his man down quick. Quick headlock. Got to think Owen Warren's a little on a mission here after missing out on the last state championships the last 2 years.
Yeah,
the one guy that stood in his way isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Reagan Bolwag kind of kept Warren from making the finals in the last 2 years or winning state championships.
Yeah.
Judson continues to work. In the meantime, though, he's added four more, a takedown plus a near fall. Now five more, 12 to nothing the score. So a major decision margin, but Blake's still not done. He's got 40 seconds to go to try to tack on some more. Had a technical fall win over his spearfish opponent earlier. Warren gets the pin for Brandon Valley. They've got one match to go, leading 56 to 12. Judson led up. Maverick Simons now 12 to 1. Blake takes a quick look at the clock. Down to 12 seconds.
That's a pretty good stall tactic there where you shoot and just hang on to the leg. He knows he's not going to finish, but he knows he doesn't want to give up any more points either. So.
And the official sensing that right away. Here's a quick shot, though. Simons with Judson trying to spin over, looking for more, won't get it. He'll settle for a 12-1. Major decision. The Governors will add four. They're back within two now. It's 15-13 Sturgis as we go for 30 seconds. And moving up to 145 next, this is Pure Governor Wrestling.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym in the East-West Duels as the Governors pull back within two with a major decision win for Blake Judson, 15-13 Scoopers, and we get to the 145-pound weight class. Chase Sarda, junior for the Governors, taking on the senior Perry Kettleson of the Sturgis Scoopers as Brandon Valley has just finished off a 62-12 win over Rapid City Central. Brandon Valley beat Stevens. They've now beaten Central as well. Actually forgot the score from Brandon Valley and Rapid City Stevens, but I believe it was 43-27. Anyway, no scoring yet. Here's Sarda and Kettleson. Pretty good matchup here. Chase Sarda on the up and up. Chase is, again, back wrestling today, and Hayden Schaefer at 145 not wrestling today because of an injury with ligaments attached to the collarbone sustained in his match at Brandon Valley on Thursday night. Sarda getting low. Kettleson stays up high. Chase will join him up top now. So Brandon Valley and Rapid City Central done. Stevens and Harrisburg is still at 138 pounds. Governors and Scoopers are just one weight class ahead. Brandon Valley is going to get a nice little break here. 5 seconds to go, first period. We're going to stay neutral. And we'll go to the second. Green's choice to start. And Sarda looks to Coach Lewis. He says, go ahead, take the down. Here's another swing match, Coach. Anytime they think they go neutral in that first period, could be one of these that goes right down to the wire.
Right. I always looked at the 0-0 after the first period as being, you know, good for us. That's especially against a good kid, you know, like the Kettleson kid from Sturgis. He's been around, and he's definitely won a lot of matches too. So 0-0 after the first period is a good deal.
And a quick escape here within the first 10 seconds for Chase Sarda. So he gets a one-point escape and has the first lead of this match early second period. Spearfish Spartans after a break, getting back on the mat to start moving around again after Brandon Valley and Rapid City Central have come to an end. 1-0 here, Sarda. As we go back to the feet once again, they already spent 2 minutes on their feet in the first period. See if either wrestler can take advantage of anything here in the second period or what's left of it. Sarda, one of only two governors in that first duel who was not able to win a match. Oakley Blakeman got him in a major decision.
When Sarda starts digging in under hooks and over hooks, you look for something exciting coming in. He ended up letting it go, but oh,
there it is, just like that. We learned not to blink, so he catches him in the headlock. Sarda has Kettleson down on his back. He's had 5 seconds counted already. 30 seconds left in the match, so add a takedown here. So a 3-0 lead for Chase Sarda with three pending, and they'll be at it now. 6-0 here. And Sarda just couldn't hold it, so he is reversed upon. Kettleson will add two and get back within a 6-2 count. 10 seconds to go.
We'll gladly give up a reversal after getting
after
five.
After a 5-point move, yep. And as you were talking, I was just about to say, we've learned not to blink with some of these guys. And this time I was focused. I've missed some of those headlock throws here recently from Chase and Chance and some of these kids that just make things happen quickly.
Very explosive wrestlers.
Quick escape to start the third period. Kettleson is up out of the down position. Now 6-3. You know, and Chase would love to get another one of those throws into a headlock, but the chances of getting it done a second time against a wrestler with the experience of Kettleson's is probably not very good.
Well, typically, yes, but ask Robert Ray how that worked. Robert was a wrestler from several years ago that's one of his main moves, and some would argue one of his only from the feet, but it didn't matter because he was awfully good at it.
Shot to the leg here for Kettleson as he's got Sarda down. And he's probably going to let him up here. Coaches are telling him, push him away. That one pulls him within one at 6-5. 1 minute down, one to go, third period. The escape to Pierre has been given to Chase Sarda. So now he'll lead 7-5. And as this match gets longer and longer, suddenly it seems like Kettleson a little more energetic. I think he's got a little more in the tank to go here.
Well, this is where Sarda's got to be just real stingy with points. He's got to really fight hands, stay in good position, stay alert. I mean, you can't let your mind wander even for a second because, again, as fast as he went up by five, the same thing can happen in reverse.
30 seconds coming down to that spot now. Kettleson took a shot. He's gotten locked up here with Chase Sarda. And right now Sarda suddenly looks like he's in a real good position.
Yeah, he's he's in a front headlock right now. And Kettleson's got the elbow. Stalemate situation.
So they'll reset with 13 seconds to go. Both wrestlers are on their feet. Sarda taking his time to get up to his feet. Here comes Kettleson. Sarda backing off. He'll be warned for stalling. That's his first and only warning. 5 seconds to go. Sarda, Kettleson with one last move. 1 second left. And look like, what did he say? Grabbing the jersey was Sarda or something. I think he grabbed the singlet. So a penalty point awarded. And with only 1 second left, not enough time for Kettleson to get anything done. 7-6, a good win for Chase Sarda as the Governors take the lead in the duel 16-15 over the Sturgis Scoopers. Ready to go at 152. Here comes Deegan Huska, the junior. And he'll take on senior Braden Temple. Well, a swing match that now maybe the second one of the day goes in favor of the Governors here. Noah Williams had a 7-6 decision at 120. Chase Sarda now with a 7-6 lead, a 7-6 victory at 145.
Yeah, those are going to prove to be important when the dust settles in this duel.
152, Huska and Temple. Temple a senior. Here comes Deegan. Wrapping the arm around.
Kind of ended up in a whip situation where he's got a pretty tight pinning combination on right now.
That one right there. Deegan Huska, big effort, 44 seconds, defeating Braden Temple, and the Governors will lead by 7. 22-15 in the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Take 30, and we're back to 160 next. This is Governor Wrestling.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pier. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pier Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Back at it at Riggs High Gym, we continue now to 160 pounds. A big and quick victory for Deegan Huska. 44 seconds to defeat Braden Temple. Now Jaden Wiebe has his man, Preston Ray, on his back momentarily. After an early takedown, Wiebe with two back points are pending. And he'll get them now as potentially dangerous was indicated.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
Not sure either, but I don't think Sean Lewis was agreeing with the stoppage of the action there.
Yeah, Jaden just had a near side cradle locked up, and for some reason potentially dangerous was called. I didn't see it, I guess.
4-0 score. Wiebe will try to bunch up Preston Ray here. See if he can lock up a cradle and rock him back. Not just yet. Wiebe with another good start. He had a good match over a spearfish opponent. Got a 41-second pin in that first duel today.
He's got the near side locked up again. If he could just get his head in his ribs, mm-hmm. it would certainly help in his certainly help his cause.
And the difficulty there, I mean, with what we're looking at, You have it locked up pretty tight, but you have to release a little bit of that tension in order to get that head underneath. But Wiebe doesn't need to do it that way. Here he's got another win by fall, 54 seconds back-to-back for the Governors. They now lead 28-15 as they have won 4 matches in a row. So Here we go to 170 pounds. Certainly won't get any easier for the Govs now, though.
Yeah, Reese Jacobs, he's the real deal.
So, again, Sturgis had an event recently where Jacobs moved up to 182. It looked like Paul Poling, the senior, who we'll see at 182, was back at 170. But this is Reese Jacobs here as he takes on Lucas Chamberlain. Big opportunity for one of the up-and-coming wrestlers for the Governors, but Jacobs with a quick takedown. We're 20 seconds in, and it's 2-0 Sturgis. But the Scoopers, the Governors leading 28-15. Sturgis had a 15-9 lead after 5 matches, but again, 4 wins in a row for Pier. Pier wrestling in black. Sturgis are in black and white with a big red S on the back of the singlets. You know, we talk about the length of the season here, and I think this is a good a great place to have as far as the time, a good time to have a dual event like this. You know, kind of just a little bit past the midway point, you kind of feel like down the stretch toward the postseason begins after today, and again, you use the term measuring stick as to know where you're at. And even more important now that the dual tournament is back in into the state tournament.
Right. It kind of allows you to, you know, see some of these guys from the different side of the state. And even if they're not wrestling, you're certainly taking notes. And mm-hmm. so that if you see these guys down the road, you know where you can score some bonus points. You know where you might have your hands full in other matches or where you, you know, match up well. And all those things come into play in that state dual tournament.
Had an escape for Chamberlain. Jacobs led him up. 30 seconds to go first period. So far, just 2-1. Jacobs quickly down to the right leg. Chamberlain up, trying to hold balance, and Jacobs will muscle him down. Another takedown there for Reese Jacobs at 4-1. And it's got to be an even bigger opportunity for the other teams that come from the East. And Watertown came here for a lot of years. Yankton has come here. Now it's Harrisburg and Brandon Valley. Maybe next year we're talking Aberdeen Central or even T area potentially coming to join in on this tournament. And I think it's a big opportunity for them to not only get to see what the best of the West has, but to, right. but just to get more duels and more matches in that fashion too. I mean, that's the whole beauty of this East versus West thing.
Right. I always wanted to get like Valentine, Nebraska up here or some out-of-state teams just to add a little flavor too. But the crew that we have here is very talented.
Well, let's add a North-South dual event then. Get Bismarck here, get Valentine or somebody.
Yep.
Millard North, I don't know.
Right.
5-1 after an escape to Jacobs. You know, maybe get, if you're going to throw Valentine in the mix, maybe a winner team
right.
could benefit from some Class A competition, too. Yeah. Chamberlain, as Jacobs works on his left leg, he'll get him to the mat, and his toes are in. And that's another two-point takedown.
I know who's not having fun in this match right now.
And that is?
That's Chamberlain.
Lucas Chamberlain, yeah, of course.
Reese is, I mean, he's a specimen. He's a big kid. He's a strong kid. And you look at the year that Chamberlain's had this year. Very, very good year. And Reese just is a pretty dominating wrestler. Those are the guys that just isn't – it's not much fun wrestling at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lucas – he's had a tough week. I think he lost at Brookings the other night, lost at Brandon Valley, of course, to Lucas Slack Thursday night. He did get a win by forfeit against Spearfish this morning.
Yeah.
So right now 17-8, but against guys that he's had to wrestle, he's been going up against some really, really tough competition here.
Well, he's certainly seen the best of what South Dakota has to offer this past
yeah.
week.
So Reese Jacobs, who leads 7-1, by the way, after another takedown. In the final minute of period two, Lucas back up on his feet, but still being controlled until now. There's your one-point escape, 7-2. And if Chamberlain can just even get something done here.
Yeah.
There's a note to Matt Tappers, if you're going to throw a bottle in the garbage, you better just go drop it in there. That bottle might roll out onto the mat.
Yeah. Not many basketball players at this setting.
No.
Definitely a rim shot there.
20 seconds to go here, second period. Spearfish watching. Brandon Valley getting a break after a quick victory over Rapid City Central.
You know, even though Chamberlain's losing 7-2. You know, this is he's wrestled well. I mean, Reese Jacobs is a beast, and he's kept it pretty close. So kudos to Chamberlain.
Chamberlain was taking his time to get off his back here as the second period comes to an end. He'll choose down now. And this is a case now where you choose down, maybe not necessarily thinking you're going to get out, but maybe you just have more of an opportunity to to make things difficult and again prevent bonus points here. Now Reese Jacobs, the younger brother of Ren Jacobs. Ren was a really good wrestler for Sturgis. Finally got a state championship last year. How cool was that? Ren Jacobs, Reese Jacobs, back to back, getting the state title. And
yeah,
well, Reese was unbeaten a year ago. He's unbeaten so far this year.
Was it Ren that battled the injuries, or was it Reese? I think it was
I think it was Ren, yeah. Well, Ren missed out on a couple of the previous state tournament, as I recall, maybe because of an injury, so he probably kept battling through his senior year. You know, and it doesn't matter what team, you know, or who you root for. If you see a kid like that finally paying his dues and getting it to pay off with a
right.
you know, might only win one state championship, could have won more, but if you win a state championship in your last service as a Sturgis scooper in that case, then a job well done. Here is Lucas Chamberlain suddenly on top. Hasn't gained full control yet, though.
He's got it.
What's keeping there it is. Okay, 2-point reversal.
Probably should have had some near fall points there too, but just didn't just wasn't able to hang on.
So 7-4 as this one gets interesting with 20 seconds to go. And we'll have a blood timeout here. Somebody lost the nose plug.
You know, the one thing that this match does do, again, you know, we talked about how Chamberlain wouldn't, you know, probably be enjoying this a whole lot. This has had to give him a ton of confidence to be 7-4 with 14 seconds left to go in the match. You know, he needs to leave here saying, I can compete with him. And if I can be real stingy in the first period and not give up a ton of points, he's right in this at the end.
So now 14 seconds left after the restart. Now is a timeout from Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. Pier on top, 28-15 in the duel. Reese Jacobs leading 7-4. Trying to spin up and spin out, but nothing doing. That'll be a decision.
One
point on an escape to Sturgis. So an 8-4 final in this one. Sturgis breaks a four-match losing skid. They're back within 10. It's 28-18, Governor's lead. 30 seconds, we go to 182. This is Pier Governor Wrestling.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym as the East-West duels continue. Ryan Oakland along with Ryan Noyes. Here is, a bit of a surprise. I don't know if we saw that coming, but Sturgis does not show anybody at 182 pounds. So the scoopers remain open, and Pier adds a forfeit tally with 6 points to the good of the green. And they now lead 34-18, that after a Reese Jacobs 7-4 win, 8-4 rather, over Lucas Chamberlain. At 170 pounds. So now to 195, and Gavin Stotts will wrestle his first match of the day. He was a winner by forfeit against Spearfish earlier. Aiden Werlinger, the sophomore for Sturgis, takes the mat as well. Stotts is 14-11 on the season coming into this one. Another guy that's had a tough week. He has had to go against Luke Rasmussen of Brookings, the defending state champion, and Damian Shunke of Brandon Valley, a state champion from 2 years ago. Talk about Lucas Chamberlain having a rough week. I mean, Gavin Stotts has been toyed with a little bit this week.
Well, it's crazy to me when you look at good wrestlers and you say, you know, they're pretty talented, but some of those kids like a Shunke or, I think of both the Shunkies and, well, half of Brandon Valley's team, but they are just on a different level. I mean, Arizona State for Shunke, and I'm sure, you know, some of those other kids are going to go D1 as well when the time comes. But it's amazing the different levels of success just in the high school that you see.
Stotts pushing Werlinger right into the governor bench on the near side. Still neutral now, down to the 30-second mark of period number one. Well, and as you're talking about that with Brandon Valley, and you say when the time comes, you say that because there really aren't a lot of seniors on that team, which is a bit of a scary thought. As I take a look, Damian Shunke, Owen Warren,
four
seniors, but they've got Caden Langenhorst and at 52, and Sabrin Bortnum, who has not had a lot of mat time at a varsity level. Four seniors on that roster. But obviously two really good ones in Shunke and Warren. Well, let's throw Dominic Tucker in there too at 182. So talented group of seniors, but Navarro Shunky, sophomore. Lucas Slack, junior. Gavin Chapman, a good sophomore. You got Alex Mincer, a junior. The Omi twins, juniors. The younger one, a sophomore. You know, Jesse Johnson was a good-looking junior we saw this week.
Yeah, I was just going to say that he's the one. I mean, he stuck out for me today, Jesse Johnson. You know, you've got all the usuals from Brandon Valley that you just know are going to put it together. But today's really the first I've seen Jesse Johnson wrestle, and the match that he had against Rapid City Stevens was pretty impressive.
Escape to start the second period goes to Sturgis and Aiden Werlinger, so he has a 1-0 lead. And I verified, I was I was in the middle of the crowd in the old gym at Brandon Valley Thursday night, and I asked the guy next to me if he was new to the program or if he was up from the JV ranks, and he assured me it was a JV wrestler up into the varsity ranks. So no better place to learn than in the wrestling room.
Right.
So Gavin Stotts with a little bit of work to do here as he spots Werlinger a 1-0 lead. Second period. Brandon Valley dominated Rapid City Central. Meanwhile, Stevens leading Harrisburg 21-12. I get confused as to who's who on that one. I would assume I'm assuming Green is the home team, right?
Stevens is Green.
Okay. But is that the home team on the scoreboard?
Yeah. Correct. Yep.
So Rapid City Stevens, they're wrestling at 160. Pretty good duel going there so far. Harrisburg had a strong finish against Sturgis, so they've got some good guys coming up. That duel certainly not over. Neither is ours. Even though Pierre has a 34-18 lead. Actually, a look at it, Sturgis, the best they can do is a two-point victory if they can get 18 points. But if Gavin Stotts can win this match, he'll secure the duel for the Governors. Pierre's going to have a pretty good advantage probably at the heavyweight class. Got one at 220 that could go either way. 5 seconds counting down, still 1-0 here. A little head slapping going on both ways. And we'll go to the third. As Gavin Stotts will have the choice, up or down. He'll point to the down. Aiden Werlinger, sophomore, but as he looks like he's been around a while, even though just a sophomore. Stotts not able to get immediately out. So work to do here.
Sturgis does a nice job of pressure on top. I mean, it's just smothering him right now, making it pretty difficult to even build up to a base.
I mean, Gavin's got that. His left arm is kind of hooked from underneath. Gavin's hand is underneath the midsection and really not anywhere that he can go with it.
Yeah, Sturgis kid has a wing, and I don't know what his intentions are here other than to keep him flat. He doesn't appear to be digging anything else in at the moment. And a lot of times, he's got the arm bar or the wrist on the other side, so got a wing and a wrist.
You can just try to keep pushing here. Is looking to work his way over to Gavin's right side to push him over, but now stalemate will be called here, so Gavin Stotts bailed out a little bit. 55 seconds to go here, third period, though.
Sturgis kid is well aware that he's winning. Mm-hmm. He's not going to put himself in a situation. His goal is to keep Gavin on his belly the entire third period.
And I guess if he's going to try to roll him over, it's only going to be if it's an obvious opportunity rather than really trying to get terribly aggressive at this point.
Yeah.
Stotts up, but pushed back down. Here to near to the edge. Gavin, as soon as they get out of bounds, the better. Now back to the middle again.
Stotts did a nice job of kind of hitting the pop-up stand-up. Got to his feet right away, but...
Right away, not able to do that because... Werlinger's got the ankle.
Yep.
But again, Stotts trying to make his way to the edge. 30 seconds to go. Impressive match here so far. Aiden Werlinger. Probably one that I would think that Coach Lewis and company may have had penciled in favor of the Governors coming into this one, but
yep.
It does not look like it's going to happen. Ooh, Stotts spins up, sits up near side. He's going to run out of time, though. No.
This needs to be something in his memory bank where I'm not choosing down. I'm down by one going into the third period. A takedown wins the match.
Mm-hmm. So 1-0, the win for Aiden Werlinger. Sturgis will add three. They're still in the duel. They trail 34-21 as we go to 220 pounds, and we'll keep it here. Two bouts to go. 220 and then 285 as we started this duel at 106. Now Elijah Bucci coming out as he takes on the sophomore Zach Jules of the Scoopers. Bucci getting aggressive right away. Got the leg up into the air, trips him up. Takedown, EJ.
Govs do have this one wrapped up.
Oh, they have a 13-point lead. That's right. So Sturgis needed more points. You were a math teacher.
Nope, but Mary Dolan.
Oh, okay.
That's just as good as being one.
Science teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. That was too long ago.
Right.
Yeah, you forgot all your teaching days. You're a principal now.
Yeah.
You heard kids.
Yeah.
That's your job. 2-1, Bucci leads as there was an escape awarded here to Zach Jules. Jules, a big 220-pounder.
Yeah,
he
really
looks
is.
Like he's just looks like a wider body than Bucci. Bucci had a nice win in the first duel today, but has been feeling the effects of a hip issue as he grabs on and will not let go of the right leg of Zach Jules with 40 seconds to go.
Keep coming around.
Oh, now he has to let go, and Jules will get the advantage here with a takedown. 3-2, the Sturgis wrestler on top. 25 seconds counting down here in the first period.
Jules' his dad was a pretty good wrestler for Harding
County. I was just going to say, I think that's a Harding County name. And Zach himself went to the state tournament a year ago, as I recall, did not place, but he's got the experience. Here's Bucci getting out. We're tied 3-3. And, boy, 3 seconds left. You get out to get the tie, and that's a pretty good job. But you can see EJ just feels the pain just walking around the mat. He defers here, so he'll come in on the top as Jules goes to the knees. So there you go, from Sturgis all the way up to Harding County, the West River Prairie. I think of Harding County, I think of hay bale throwers, you know, things like that, or steer wrestlers.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a peer connection to a pretty good steer wrestler from Buffalo, South Dakota. And you know who that is? Birch Nagard, the brother of Tana Zabel.
Oh, sure.
Was a top-notch bulldogger in his good old days.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. The athlete that Tana was and the Zabel boys today.
Mm-hmm.
And a pretty good pedigree all the way around.
Minute 30 to go. Second period. Bucci still in control up top. At the left wrist over on the right side of Jules, so a good way to start, at least to maintain his positioning here. Jules, though, pretty strong. Boy, he got suddenly just a little burst, and he got out of that pretty easily. So Jules takes the 4-3 lead.
You know, one of the other things that, you know, with this coaching business is getting kids healthy by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got kids beat up at this point in the year, you know, how do you get kids healed up and ready for when it matters most? And you know, you look through this Governor lineup, and EJ's nursing an injury. Schaefer's injured. Puska's injured. Yep.
Good job there. Jules suddenly got EJ on his back, and in a time of 3 minutes and 40 seconds, a win by fall for Zach Jules over Elijah Bucci. Updated score, 34-27. Let's take 30. We've got one to go. We'll do that when we come back with more Peer Governor Wrestling.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Back at Riggs High Gym, and Joshua Rydberg is going to work here trying to put the final nail into the coffin as the Governors will defeat the Sturgis Scoopers, but Sturgis has a chance to at least make it very close. 34-27 our score. Scoopers get their third win by fall here over the Governors. Governors have won more matches. And Pierre also has three wins by fall. They also have a forfeit, too. That hurt the Sturgis cause in this one. Josh Rydberg taking down Dakari Osborne. Or Dakari, the sophomore for the Scoopers. Taking over in that top spot here for Sturgis. Rydberg trying to muscle him over. Josh got him down quickly but wasn't able to get him. Now he's, well, he tried to
force half there, just wasn't. He didn't quite go, but he's still working.
Still working on that, just trying to tuck that head.
You know, we're talking about injuries earlier on. That's one of the hard things to balance as a coach. When do you rest your kids? When do you get them in the lineup? I mean, if you sit them out too long, then they start getting rusty and they lose their shape, mm-hmm. and it's hard. It's hard to know what's the right call.
I suppose it's good if you've got an injury that you can continue working in the room through, but maybe not necessarily in full competition. But, most definitely. There's nothing like getting in game shape rather than just staying in shape in the wrestling room.
Right. Pierre's pretty fortunate, too, to have Casey Michelson helping our kids out and keeping everybody healthy as she can anyway.
2-0, first period done. 285 pounds. This duel is ahead of the pace of Stevens and Harrisburg, who are wrestling at 170 right now. They've had some matches taking a while. That's still 25-12. Rapid City Stevens. Rydberg gets free. 1-point escape. Got a 3-0 lead here. Early second period. Governors beat Spearfish 67-7. They'll beat Sturgis as well. And they'll improve to 7-1 on their dual schedule on the season. Sturgis will fall to 9-4. They came in 8-3. Three losses by forfeit, though, earlier in the season. Whether those were duels that they couldn't make, maybe because of a COVID surge or something like that, we can only speculate, but Sturgis, I think, certainly better than their dual record indicates. Minute gone, a minute to go. Second period here. Rydberg leading 3-0. Josh wrestled all of 14 seconds in that first duel today. First match of the day. Now he tries an up and under, and he can't stay in bounds. They will give him the two, though. 2-point takedown here for Joshua Rydberg. Advances the lead to 5-0. 42 seconds to go, second period. And Rydberg now from the up position.
And it's about over here.
Rydberg gets him over. Near fall complete. Doesn't need it. He's got a win by fall, and the Governors will seal the deal with a 3-minute and 33-second win by fall for Joshua Rydberg, his second of the day. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It's the Pierre Governors 40 and the Sturgis Scoopers 27. Sturgis winning 6 matches. The Governors will take 8, including 4 wins by fall in this one. We'll have the full recap coming up after a 3-minute timeout. Use the Gales Gas Service budget plan and keep full service, by the way. Stay warm all season long with Gales Gas Service in Pierre. 3 minutes in our family postgame, family dental postgame coming up. You're listening to Pierre Governor Wrestling from the East-West Duels at Riggs High Gym on River 92.7, live streaming with live ticket at drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym as the Governors are 2-0 in their two duels so far with two to go. They've got Rapid City Central coming up next after a 40-27 win over the Sturgis Scoopers. Pierre again winning 8 of the 14 matches in this one. Here's a full rundown and how it happened, starting at 106 pounds, where Alex Odekoven improved to 25-6 on the season. He defeated Corbin Bunch in a time of 4 minutes and 36 seconds, a win by fall to put the Govs on top 6-0. But Tegan Zabrowski comes right back for the Scoopers and pins Lincoln Schoenhardt of Pierre in 2 minutes and 58 seconds, and we're tied at 6-6. Then the Governors with a nail-biting win from Noah Williams. He defeats D. Daniels by the score of 7-6 in a decision. 3 points for the duel effort for the Governors from there. They go up 9-6. But Sturgis responds with Caden Olson, the senior, knocking off Nate Williams 7-1 with the decision to make it 9-9. Then Kelton Olson in a battle with Tristan Spencer. Spencer got back, holding his own for a good chunk of that. But Kelton Olson with a late pin, 5 minutes and 41 seconds, put Sturgis in front for the first time at 15-9, but the Governors come back and they get 4 wins in a row. Blake Judson, a major decision, 12-1 win over Maverick Simons that gave them four. They're back within two at 15-13. Then Chase Sarda, a 7-6 win over Perry Kettleson to put the Governors on top for good, as it turned out, 16-15. They led at that point. Then Deegan Huska with an impressive 44-second win by fall and in that short amount of time, 22-15, with Jaden Wiebe backing that up with another first-minute pin in 54 seconds over Preston Ray. That made it 28-15. Reese Jacobs then with the top wrestler in the state, giving Lucas Chamberlain what he could handle. In fact, Chamberlain held his own very well, but it is Jacobs with the 8-4 decision that put Sturgis back within 10, 28-18. But Sturgis did not have a wrestler appear at 182 pounds, so Chance Sarda gets a win by fall. Pierre adds six to make it 34-18. Sturgis had two left with Aiden Werlinger, a 1-0 win over Gavin Stotts, 34-21. The tough week for Stotts continues as he falls to 14-12. And Zach Julfs turns the tide against Elijah Bucci and gets a 3-minute 40-second pin of EJ, 34-27 at 220 there. But the Governors had a 7-point lead and could not have lost the duel at that point. But Joshua Rydberg seals the deal with a 3-33 win by fall over Dakari Osborne at that 3.5 minute time, 40-27, the final in this one, as the Governors improved to 7-1 on the dual record. Sturgis falls to 9-4. That is the recap there. And Coach Noyes, I mean, it looked like it was going to be back and forth early on after about six matches, but four in a row in the middle, I think. And I think those back-to-back pins were certainly a big deal for the Governors in winning this one.
They are. Those are big momentum shifters for us. Anytime we can get bonus points, you know, that just keeps the next guy on deck, keeps him rolling, keeps him motivated, and that's exactly what happened in this game.
You know, and speaking of being motivated, I mean, Lucas Chamberlain against Reese Jacobs, 8-4. I mean, you can't hold your head at that at all. No moral victories, but you certainly got to like what the guys are doing today.
Well, for kids like Lucas Chamberlain, you know, he needs to be wrestling those guys like Jacobs and the guys that he wrestled this week. It definitely elevates your game a little bit, so to speak. And you know, you wrestle that kind of competition, that's what you're used to. And so you kind of rise to that level.
Well, and I can't remember the Brookings 70-pounder right now off the top of my head, but you wrestle a guy like Lucas Slack, if you're Lucas Chamberlain. And how much does that give you the confidence to go into a matchup against the defending state champion, still unbeaten this year?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So then other good showings. You get Alex Odakoven starting things off, and I think there's a handful of guys who just took care of business, had a couple of swing matches that go Pierre's way, and that's why they win this one here today. 40-27, the final. Let's take another 2-minute timeout. Right now, Harrisburg and Rapid City Stevens still have three matches to decide. They're wrestling at 195. Stevens leads, but only by four at 25-21. We'll see Stevens later on. We'll give you the schedule of what's to come a little bit later on. But let's do big plays of this match coming up, and player of the game still to go as well. 2-minute timeout. This is Pierre Governor Wrestling.